Hi, is this Anna available? Anna Guzman?
Yes.
My name is Sven Nelson with the Local Energy Solutions, and we're reaching the homeowners to see if they can lower their electricity rates by upgrading their home to solar power. Do you own the house? The address I have here is 220
yes.
Bellwether. Is it you?
No, that's not the correct address.
Oh, I'm so sorry for that. Might be we got the different address, because there's two addresses showing here. Basically, owners are getting cash rebate and federal tax credit as well. So I just want to know, can you afford to pay your electricity bill? Like, what is your highest electricity bill you ever paid, ma'am, in the last 12 months?
You know, we just moved here.
Okay.
About 6 months ago, so I
all
really
right.
don't know.
Mm-hmm. And how much you're paying on average, like last month, how much did you pay, like 100, 200, or more than that?
It was probably 150.
150, that's a high bill. That's you're paying on average, right?
Uh-huh.
Okay. And is your home a single-family residence, ma'am? 220 Bellwether Drive, San Antonio. Am I right?
Oh, no, we're not there. No,
oh, I'm so sorry. Could you confirm me your new address, please?
It's 7 Champions Run.
Yeah.
But it has two levels, and it's very high.
Mm-hmm,
so I don't know
mm-hmm.
if that would be appropriate for solar.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we would definitely help you. Don't worry about that. And your zip code, could you confirm me, Miss Anna Guzman?
It's 78258.
258, okay. And do you have any plans for moving in next 2 to 3 years?
No.
Okay, and are you just living single, or you are married? You living with your husband?
No, I'm married. I'm married.
God bless you. Okay, and are you 75 years old, or you're younger than that?
Yes. Uh-huh.
You're younger than that. Okay, and last thing, Miss Anna, I need to confirm from you. What was your credit score the last time when you checked? Was that fair, good, or excellent?
Oh, it's excellent. Mm-hmm.
Excellent. That's superb. So what do you think, how much it could be if it is excellent?
It's about 700.
700. That's fantastic. And you and your husband, you both are employed. Am I right? Yeah?
No, I'm retired and he's employed.
Okay. So what do you think, like you and your husband, like your husband, his monthly, like annual household income, you both are getting, how much it could be, like, is it more than around $60,000, yeah?
Oh, it's 250.
Oh, that's fantastic, yeah? Rich lady. Perfect. So that's all information we need. Anna, you are super qualified here. And one more thing to ensure, you know, quality, this call is being recorded, and you will be transferred to scheduling agent to set the time appointment for you. So despite your number being on federal or state DNC list, your consent is not required as a condition to avail this service. Is that okay with you, ma'am?
What is it? I didn't understand what you said.
I said your consent is not required as a condition to avail this service. Is that okay, ma'am?
My consent?
Your consent is not required
uh-huh.
as a condition to avail this service. Is that okay? Yes or no?
Okay. Sure.
Perfect. So, Anna, your address, you told me it's 7 Champions Run, right? And
uh-huh.
which city is that?
It's in San Antonio.
San Antonio, okay. 7 Champions Run, okay. Your zip code, you told me, it's 78258. Am I right, ma'am?
Right, correct, uh-huh.
Okay, all right, okay, perfect. And my scheduling manager is on the line with me, okay? And he'll just quickly take just not more than 1 minute of your time, okay? Everything's going
okay.
Superb. And if you have any question in your mind, you can feel free and frankly ask him. Benjamin, yeah, Ben Nelson here, buddy. How are you doing today?
I'm great, Ben. How are you?
I'm very well. Thank you so much for asking. I have a customer on the line for you, Miss Anna Guzman, okay? And she's married. And she gave me the address. It's 7 Champions Run with the zip code 78258. She's new here in this house just to 6 months. So she just directly told me her, you know, average bill is 150. She said that, yeah? So you can take over the call, please, and
you said that. What you said that address really quickly. Can you say the address again, please?
It's she's on the line. It's 7 Champions run, and door number seven, she told me. Yeah. Yeah, and the same city, San Antonio. Yeah, and she said her income is annual income double.
Okay. Hold on.
Mm-hmm.
Is this the same one on the form that's on the CRM form?
Yeah, I mentioned there, right?
Right. Is it the same? Is it the same address that's on the CRM?
Yes.
No.
Or is it a different? It's the same. Okay.
No, I thought it was a different address.
Okay. Why don't you know what, ma'am? My name is Ben. I'm sorry. That's why I was trying to understand, because I just want to make sure I don't have two different addresses. What is the correct address where you moved in like 6 months ago, ma'am?
It's 7 Champions Run.
And that's Champions with an S, C-H-A-M-P-I-O-N-S?
Well, I don't think it has it. Well, I really don't know. Some places it has
it. Is it Champion Run or Champion?
Champion
okay.
Run.
Okay, kind of there's no S then.
Uh-huh.
Okay, and what city is that?
It's in San Antonio.
And your zip code?
78258.
Okay, perfect. And your utility company is CPS, is that correct?
That's correct, uh-huh.
City Public Service. And I know you've only been there 6 months. What is the highest bill that you've received in the past 6 months?
You know, I don't remember. I really don't. Probably 200.
Okay.
I have no idea.
Okay, but you know, is it for sure over 100 or not sure?
Oh, yes. That's, yeah. It's a big house.
Okay. Oh, okay. And do you recall what the lowest bill is during the whole year or not sure?
No, I don't.
Okay, that's fine. And he said it was you and your husband in the home. Is that correct?
Right. Uh-huh. Mm-hmm.
And what is your husband's name?
Gilberto, G-I-L-B-E-R-T-O.
And are you and Gilberto employed or retired?
He's employed, I'm retired. I already gave all this information to the other person.
I know, just when that, yeah.
You guys don't
right,
transfer
so
forms
sorry.
Or what?
I'm sorry?
That doesn't make sense.
Well, no, I'm just verifying. Right, no, I'm just verifying the information. What is Gilberto's
annual? Yeah, but
he's
still asking the same question twice.
Oh, I'm sorry. I promise
there'll
be no
more
issues with that. All right, and what is Gilberto's annual income?
I'm not telling anybody what his annual income is.
Is it over $60,000 a year?
Yes.
And when was the last time that you looked at your credit score?
Oh, I think it's 700.
Okay, and last question, do you have any trees that would cast a shade on your roof?
No, because the roof is way too high. It's a second floor.
Okay, perfect. And did he explain to you what we offer is a no money out of pocket solar program where you're going to wind up paying a lot less than what you're currently paying CPS now for the exact same energy usage?
No.
Okay. That's exactly what it is. And we would actually come and explain that to you and Gilberto out there on Champion Run.
Uh-huh.
What are your guys' schedules? Yeah, what are your schedules like?
Yeah,
for
but
the
what
week?
Is it? No. I don't want to give you my address and have you come if I don't know what you're selling.
True, no, understood. It's a solar program. So are you familiar with solar at all?
Yeah.
Okay. So basically what we do is we put solar panels on your roof. And then the way that the program works is every month you're going to make a payment. And what you're paying to the same usage that you're paying now, it's going to be less than what you're currently paying CPS.
But we have to stay with CPS.
Well, in essence, you're always going to be with CPS, but what you pay CPS and what you pay for the solar is going to be a combination of less than what you're paying now.
So what does
that make
CPS?
Sense?
Because he works for CPS, so we have to stay
with
CPS.
Oh, great! Well, right. No, you would still be with CPS. What does he do for CPS?
Mm-hmm. I'm not telling you.
Oh, okay. Well, no, we have a lot of CPS customers. But no, you stay
uh-huh.
with CPS. It's just that
uh-huh.
your payment's going to be less. You're just going to have a lower payment than what you're paying now.
Right. And how do we pay you?
Well, that's a monthly payment. That's a monthly payment that you're going to be making.
And what is that?
Well, the problem is I don't know what that is. Every home is different. And when I come and meet
uh-huh.
with you and get a birth, though, I'll have all that information for you.
And, well, I mean, you should be able to tell me, given the square footage of the home, if that's what you're, heating.
Well, the problem is it's not based on size. It's based on usage. Because imagine people have the same. Go ahead.
How would you determine that? I mean.
I would look at your, I would ask you to text me a copy of your CPS bill. And that way I would
uh-huh.
be able to get your usage. I'd get your usage from that, and that's how I'd be able to size your system.
Okay. Well, let me talk to my husband, and you can call me back.
Okay.
I'm not sure he wants to do this.
Okay.
Okay.
Yeah, I'll when's a good time to check back with you?
Okay. Tomorrow afternoon.
Okay, sounds good. We'll talk to you then.
All right. Thank you.
All right. You're welcome. Bye-bye.